This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Trump administration is still looking for a legal way around a Supreme Court decision blocking the inclusion of a citizenship question on next year's census. AP's Mark Sherman has more.
There's been a dizzying series of events, and the latest news is that the Justice Department says that it's continuing to look for legal grounds to try to force the inclusion of the question on the census. And that comes just shortly after the president himself said he is considering an executive order to get the question included, among other options. What's not clear is exactly how the government plans to proceed.
The deadline for U.S. government lawyers to give a reason for including the question on the country's 2020 census passed earlier today. Sudan's ruling military council and a coalition of opposition and protest groups reached an agreement to share power during a transition period leading to elections. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
It could mean an end to a standoff that has seized Sudan. The Northeast African country's military and civilian leaders have struck a deal to share power for a span of 3 years. Thousands of people came out onto the streets to celebrate the news. The two sides held talks in the capital Khartoum for 2 days. They agreed to rotate power between them, set up an independent technocratic government, and launch an independent probe into the deadly violence of recent weeks. Talks restarted after a month-long pause and a bloody crackdown by the military.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. India has unveiled plans to ramp up foreign investment and meet its ambitious target of growing into a $5 trillion economy by 2025. India's finance minister says India must invest heavily in infrastructure, the digital economy, and job creation. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council is condemning a deadly attack on a detention center for migrants near Libya's capital. It is calling on the warring parties to urgently de-escalate fighting and commit to a ceasefire. The UN's most powerful body also called on the parties to rapidly return to UN-mediated talks. The Security Council also expressed deep concern at the worsening humanitarian situation in Libya. British police were questioning the crew of an Iranian supertanker that was seized Thursday in waters near Gibraltar. Gibraltar's Supreme Court announced it was extending the authority to hold the ship for 14 more days, saying there are reasonable grounds to believe that the vessel was acting in breach of established EU sanctions against Syria. An Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander said that Iran should seize a British oil tanker if the Iranian tanker is not released immediately. A new UN report accuses the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro of extrajudicial killings and of repressive measures aimed at neutralizing political opponents. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Michelle Bachelet, the UN human rights chief, says perceived political opponents and human rights defenders are subject to threats, smear campaigns, and widespread abuse, including torture, sexual violence, killings, and enforced disappearance.
Excessive and lethal force has repeatedly been used against protesters. My office has also documented excessive use of force in the context of security operations by the Special Action Forces, with multiple killings mainly of young men.
Bachelet warns Venezuelans will continue to flee their country in unprecedented numbers if the abuse does not end and the dire economic situation does not improve. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Record audiences are expected to watch the Women's World Cup final on Sunday. But whether a victory goes to the U.S. or the Netherlands, the event looks like a big win for women's soccer. Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite reports.
U.S. fans are taking over Lyon ahead of Sunday's final in the Women's World Cup. Their team set to take on the Netherlands. Whoever wins, the event is already being hailed as a triumph. Stadiums have been packed for big games and 70% full on average. Soccer governing body FIFA says total TV viewer numbers are on track to surpass 1 billion.
That was Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite reporting. U.S. employers sharply stepped up their hiring in June, adding 224,000 jobs. That's considered an indication of the economy's durability after more than a decade of expansion. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Country heat.